Yeah, we have South Towers Apartments and Walnut Grove Apartments, and they'll be going to, we'll have a stop at Walmart so that they can get food or medicine. We'll have a stop at OMC, which is our local hospital. Just a couple of the doctor's offices.
What are you hearing from some of the senior citizens who are riding the bus? I mean, are they going out because they feel they have to get supplies instead of staying home?
Yeah, that's the ones that are riding, they're just going because they have to. There's nobody going just to go shopping or anything. They're all going for medical needs and household food and stuff. There's no just running around because they're really scared right now.
I understand your band of drivers is also down one person because he is high risk. Can you tell me about how your team is going to plow ahead and stay on task?
Well, the route that we've set up, rather than being a two-hour route, we've set it up for an hour, and we've left 10 minutes at the end of that one-hour route to bring the bus in and swap to a different bus that's been disinfected so that we'll have a clean, disinfected bus every hour.
And what are you hearing from the chatter, from the people when you drive them around, conversations that you've been having or you've been hearing with them?
Well, they're just hoping that they can find a cure for this pretty quick and wishing that there was more tests available because they're worried. They don't know if they've got it or not, and there's no test available for them right now, or they don't qualify for testing.
Yeah, we're hearing about a scarcity of tests statewide and nationwide. Officials say that should be remedied very soon. We hope that is the case. Let me ask you, Mike, before you step out the door there and go fire up the next city bus, is there anything else you want to add?
It's just everybody's worried, and I'm praying just like everybody else is that this comes to an end pretty quick.
Again, that was Mike Falwell, transit manager and himself a bus driver with public transportation in the city of West Plains, Missouri. For KSMU News, I'm Jennifer Moore.